From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Thinking about buying a home in the country or even remodeling your existing home? Give Farm Credit a call. We finance rural properties for nearly 100 years. We make loans for homes, land, construction, remodeling, even barns, fencing, equipment, and crops. You'll find our personal service and knowledgeable loan officers a refreshing change. So talk to a lender who's just down the road, even if it's a dirt road. Or find us at farmcredit.com. We're the experts in rural finance. Farm Credit is an equal housing lender.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
USDA has some tips for your Labor Day cookout.
This weekend, lots of grills will be going, and unfortunately, lots of people will be getting sick because of any number of grilling goofs. Agriculture Department food safety expert Meredith Carruthers is with us to give us two of the biggest goofs outdoor grillers make. Top of the list of goofs.
Not fully cooking the foods on the grill.
That happens a lot because of one thing.
Grilling really makes it look done a lot of times way before it actually is fully done.
And so she says we're asking for trouble if we don't use a food thermometer to get meat and poultry up to a high enough temperature in the center to kill any bacteria in there. Next biggest goof?
Using the same utensil that you use to put all the raw stuff on the grill to take the cooked stuff off.
Or using the same platter on which you took the raw meat and poultry out to the grill to bring the cooked stuff back to be eaten, putting any bacteria from the raw food right back onto the cooked food, right?
Uh-huh, yep.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Virginia is conducting a survey to learn more about voluntary conservation practices on farms in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. The information you provide will help tell the story of what farmers are doing to improve soil and water quality. The survey will also help achieve water quality goals and ensure voluntary conservation practices stay voluntary. Complete the survey at ext.vt.edu or call your local Virginia Cooperative Extension or Soil and Water Conservation District office for more information. Virginia Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
Our pearl of wisdom today is from longtime listener Peggy Huffman in Weirs Cave, Virginia. Peggy says, "It's not what you gather, but what you scatter that tells you what kind of life you've lived." Thanks, Peggy, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.